Number 122. A letter to Peter. Dear Peter, I'm writing to tell you our new address and invite you to visit us next Saturday. I wish we had moved here 6 years ago, when our son was only 6 months old. Life in the forest is known to be very good for your health. If I had my way, I would spend all my life away from the city, its transport, its terrible traffic jams on the roads in the evenings, its dirty streets and its constantly hurrying people. The place where we are living now is alleged to be admirable. I don't deny spending a lot of money on the move, but for my parents' help, we wouldn't have bought this fantastic house. My husband happened to be offered this house that was built many years ago at the very end of the village called Yasnevo, Ash Tree. This house turned out to have been built before the revolution. I'm very glad to have bought it. My son is just crazy about playing with the local children. They have a special local color. I used to think that they were awful hooligans, but they turned out to be very nice kids. They are never rude, they never use bad language, and they often play the fool. They never complain of bad treatment, although I know that their parents are heavy drinkers, and people say that they are sometimes beaten. There is a common opinion, like father, like son. But watching these abused children play calmly and joyfully with my son, I start to question the validity of this statement. Well, just writing to you about it makes me feel like I'm going to burst into tears. My husband likes being here too. I often watch him playing tennis in the garden with pleasure. I like him to rest in the armchair under the apple tree. You know, he isn't a sociable person. He can't stand being told what to do. And I object to him smoking too much. But, fortunately, he seldom smokes here. I wish we had moved here earlier. I remember asking him to find the right place somewhere in the suburbs. But he had been working hard for 3 years before we moved here, and he had no time for it. By the way, we've just had our house painted, and it looks tremendous. I'm so grateful to you for sending us new chairs, but you needn't have spent so much on it, really. There's little good furniture here, and I haven't got used to putting things where they belong so far. I expect you to come to visit us. No doubt you'll be the dearest and most desirable guest. We moved here 2 months ago, and we've been working nonstop since then. To tell you the truth, I'm fed up with all this fuss. Looking forward to seeing you. Best wishes, Kate.